today's hot topic is pretty much wrapping up the 4th of July weekend. I thought pretty hard all last week because of all the debates about the Confederate flag and whatever. Yeah, we're going to be talking about the Confederate flag sometime this week, what it really means and what's going on with it. So we're going to be talking about that sometime this week. But today, we're going to be talking about the American flag. Our national flag has been around since June 14, 1777. Your grandfolks might be might have fought up to the death over this piece of cloth, which allows each and every one of us rights and freedoms that we always enjoy. But if you have friends and family in the military now, like right now during these times where you see burn the flag rallies or whatever, that is pretty much burn our flag in these rallies is disrespecting our flag. It's like giving a big slap in your family member's face that fought over that flag, fought for your rights and everything. Come on, show them a little bit of respect. I don't care what the other media station says. It's still wrong. Can't show two wrongs with one right. Come on. You have to have a burn permit in order to burn the national flag. So if you don't have a burn permit, legally the cop can arrest you on site or fine you. Okay, it's law. It's not, you know, freedom of speech. It's law. Come on, use a little bit of your nugget. Try to think about that, okay? Disrespecting a piece of cloth as far as the American flag pretty much gives you pretty much freedoms that you each of us love every day of our life. Our flag means a whole of a heck lot more than what you care here about. But again, we all know what Hillary Clinton said back in 9/11/2012. What difference does it make? The American flag, but if you hate it, it's time to move out of this nation. You know? If you hate our American flag, get it. Just move on. Get out of this nation. We will keep our national flag as is. Red, white, and blue. The colors of the pale, the vertical stripes, are those used in the flag of the United States of America. White signifies the purity and the innocence. Red is hardness and valor. And the blue, the color of the chief, the broad band above the stripes, signifies the vigilance, preservance, and justice. Currently, the flag burning is not illegal in the United States. The Supreme Court of the United States, in its decision from 1969, has ruled that the burning of the flag is protected by the First Amendment. However, the person who burnt the flag can be found guilty of a misdemeanor for starting a fire without a permit. Furthermore, in a few court cases, has been declared that it is only illegal to burn the United States flag if the flag would be stolen. In fact, burning the flag is one of the approved ways to destroy a too worn of a torn flag for the past 20 years. Now, the Congress has made 7 attempts to overrule the Supreme Court in decision regarding the burning of the American flag by passing the constitutional amendment that has the exception to the First Amendment and allowed to the government to burn, to ban flag. Okay, they technically want to ban all the flag burnings. Okay, the amendment was first proposed in 1990 but failed to receive the required 2/3 majority votes of the House. After 1994, when the Republicans took over Congress, the amendment has constantly passed in the House but failed in the Senate. Really, no one wins when it comes to burning the national flag. The question is now, do you have a permit issued by the city or county to burn the flag? If not, we can call the cops on you and you will be stopped because you don't have a permit. In 1989... the United States Supreme Court in the Texas versus Johnson considered the constitutionality of Texas statute making it a crime to deface, damage, or otherwise physically mistreat an American flag in any way that the person knows will seriously offend one or more persons likely to observe or discover his action. The court ruled that the First Amendment of the Constitution prevented the use of statute to prosecute Gregory Lee Johnson, who had burned a flag to protest President Ronald Reagan's renomination as presidential candidate. Justin William Brennan, written the 5-4 majority, found the state's declared interest in preserving the flag as a symbol of nationhood and the national unity was related to the suppression of the free expression. The state concerned the court reason was triggered by when person's treatment of the flag communicates some message, meaning that the state prosecute only those who mistreated the flag so as to express the particular message that others found offensive. The court concluded, if there is a bedrock principle for underlying the First Amendment, it is what the government may not prohibit the expression of ideas simply because society finds its ideal itself offensive and disagreeable. Many Americans expressed disappointment and even outrage at the court decision, and Johnson, including the President George H.W. Bush, and overwhelmed majorities of both houses of Congress by July 1st of 1989. Less than 1 month after the decision, members of Congress had introduced 39 separate resolutions calling for the constitutional amendment authorizing laws forbidding the desecration of the flag. I apologize for all the background noise. My daughter's watching her cartoons in the background. Again, I apologize. The leaders of the both houses of Congress opposed the constitutional amendment, but agreed that Congress needed to do something to reverse the effect of Johnson's decision. On October 28, 1989, the Flag Protection Act of 1989, P.L.101-103, stat 777, despite President Bush's refusal to sign the bill, became law. That the act states whoever knowingly manipulates, defaces, physically defiles, burns, maintains on the floor or ground, or trample upon the flag of the United States shall be fined under the title of imprisonment not more than a year or both. The act does not prohibit any conduct consistent of disposal of the flag when it becomes worn or sold. The supporters of the act believe that the court would hold it constitutional because the statute was carefully written to make clear that Congress intended to protect the flag from defacement or other forms of ill treatment, no matter the motive and extensive message of the accused. In other words, the law punishes its flag desecration without regard to whether, as the Texas law and Johnson, anyone found in action and question offensive. However, in 1990, the court in the United States versus Ickman found that the prosecution of an individual for burning the flag in violation of the act was inconsistent with the First Amendment. The court held that despite the absence of explicit restriction of the particular message found in Johnson, the government declared that the interest of protecting this symbol of our nation and certain national ideals. In this defense of the nation's symbol and ideas represent would be necessary only when a person's treatment of the flag communicates a message at odds and with those ideals. And in other words, the government legally protection of the flag, by definition, whether stated explicitly or not, aim at the suppression of a particular message. The remaining option for those who wish to provide legal protection against the flag declaration is the path of abandon in 1989, an amendment to the Constitution. Amendment proposals, however, were defeated by Senate in 1989, 1995, and 2000 by both houses in 1990. So the question is, y'all, do you love our American flag or not? Alright, that's your question. Do you love it or not? If you hate it, get the heck out of our country. We don't need you around here. We don't need your hate. Enough of the hate crap. That's how it's going to be. Alrighty. Please respect our national flag. Thank you.